Barack Obama by Jane Rollison. Copyright Scholastic Limited, 2010. Barack Obama. A new start. Can we change? Yes, we can. On the 20th of January, 2009, Barack Obama became the 44th President of the United States of America. He is the first African American to be President of the richest and strongest country in the world. Everyone knows his face. Everyone knows his name. But who is the real Barack Obama? And where did his road to the White House start? Chapter 1. Family. My story is only possible in America, not in any other country. Barack Obama's story starts in a little town in America and a village on the edge of Lake Victoria in Africa. A mother from Kansas. Anne Dunham was born in a small town in Kansas. It was 1941. There was a world war and the United States joined the war in the same year. Anne's father went to Europe to fight. Her mother helped to build warplanes in Kansas. After the war, Anne's parents moved west all the way to Hawaii. They wanted to start a new life. A father from Kenya. Barack's father, also called Barack Obama, was born in a small village in Kenya. He came from the Luo tribe. He helped to look after the family's animals, and he went to the local school. He found school too easy, because he was clever, and he didn't listen. At 18, Barack's father had a boring job in a shop in Nairobi. He didn't have much money. He had a wife, Kazia, with one child and another on the way. Then he met two American women. They saw how clever he was. "Why don't you try to get a place at an American university?" they said. "They pay for good students from Africa." He sent letters to 30 universities. 29 wrote back and said no. One said yes. It was the University of Hawaii. Barack arrived there as the university's first African student. Meeting. Anne and Barack met at the University of Hawaii. It was unusual for a black man to go out with a white girl in America in those days. It was even against the law in some states. But not in Hawaii. Many races lived together there. Barack and Anne married. And on the 4th of August, 1961, they had a son. They gave him his father's African name, Barack. Leaving. Then, Harvard University offered Barack's father a place to study law. Harvard is America's most famous university, and he couldn't say no. But there wasn't enough money for Anne and their young son to go too, so they stayed in Hawaii. Anne and Barack didn't see each other, and their love died. After 3 years at Harvard, Barack went back to Kenya alone. He became an important man. Barack didn't see his father again until he was 12 years old.